this is James from TravelPunk.com. Hopefully the audio in this episode sounds good. I'm using my work phone because my screen broke, and I'm using a different app. It looks like it says it's using the headset, and the waveform looks good. We'll see. Today we're going to talk about every prepper has a blind spot. By the way, it is 67 degrees. It is toasty. I should probably take this hood off. So every prepper has a blind spot. When I talk about this, I don't mean you have to be an expert, a specialist in everything known to man. You can be a jack of all trades, right? You should at least be aware of your blind spots and make some plans. Some of them are more important than others in fixing, to some degree, right? So we'll dive into the first one, and it'll make more sense what I'm talking about. And that is medical holes in your prepping, right? So, hold on. There we go. Yeah, it was too hot for the hoodie to be on. The hood of the hoodie to be on. The hoodie is still on, just not the hood. You can improve your medical preps, but you don't have to be a surgeon, right? You can have a good level of basic first aid and basic medicines in the grand scheme of your prepping plan. You need to build a community. And in that community, you should definitely try to get someone with medical knowledge, a nurse, a doctor, a vet. A vet can stitch you up as good as anybody else. They know the principles of stitching. Hello, road deer. Not a deer in the road, but a deer on the side of the road. Anyway, that should be part of your plans. Every time you go to a prepper convention or something, there's always some great medical preppers teaching you how to stitch people up. To some degree or the other, you may be decent at that. I haven't taken those courses. I kind of tend to lean towards like super glue and butterfly closures. I do think somewhere in my preps I have a suture kit. I just don't particularly care to use it. I even have a vial of injectable lidocaine. The comments would be like, James said lidocaine wrong, so he's stupid. There's your laugh for the day, guys. However, if you don't have some base knowledge of there's a deer crossing. What the fuck? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get out of the road, you dumb fucks! Anyway. You gotta have a base level, right? So if minor things happen, you should be able to take care of them. And if you're all in on like guns and you have no knowledge of first aid and medications, then that's a hole in your preps, right? You gotta work on that. And a lot of this will be like that. That was what I was trying to say in the opening, that you don't have to like learn until you're an expert, but you have to have a base knowledge and go from there. And the bigger part of this episode is to work on finding the blind spots. You work on finding these blind spots so that you're aware of them and you can make some work towards them. Not to try to go and be an expert in everything. You at least need to know they're there, right? And be working on them. So let's, I don't know if I ever came back and talked about that. Let's move on to a big one, right? Oh, there's so many. This will be a fun episode. Physical fitness. This is one I feel like everybody, except you, Kevin, everybody else listening, and Richard. Richard's pretty good. Okay, most of you can stand to work on your physical fitness to some degree. I'm not asking you to go be a power lifter or a competitive bodybuilder or a marathon runner. I'm saying you should work on your physical fitness. We did the episode on general physical fitness, a great concept from CrossFit. Shout out to Gary Gassman. That's a whole different thing, for making that popular. I'm sure the concept, there's no way he invented it, but he definitely marketed it well. I think generally in history, people just were generally physically fit, and that has declined over time. So when I did that episode, I was talking about how everybody, unless you're in a wheelchair, should have a mile in them, right? You should be able to, if you need to, go and run a mile. I don't mean sprint. You should be able to, at a fast pace, move for a mile. More than that is gravy. Less than that is unacceptable. And I was like, man, I hope I'm not being a hypocrite. And like a day or two after that, me and my wife, I was off and I was like, you want to go to the gym? So I got on the treadmill and I do still have a mile in me. So I'm not a hypocrite. It was not the best mile in the history of miles, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So there is room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. So that's it, right? So is physical fitness a blind spot of mine? Maybe. I don't actively work out as much as I could and should. So we can all together as a community work on being more physically fit. I've been to some prepper events. I've been to like expos. I've been to retreats. I've been to a bunch of things that gathered a bunch of preppers, and I can tell you it's probably a blind spot. Being physically fit is not the norm that I have seen. So, like I said, I'm not asking you to be a bodybuilder. There's a general level of physical fitness, though, that I believe you should be able to achieve. Even if you do not have a gym membership, and if you say you don't have time, speak with me personally. I will audit your day. Unless you are Elon Musk, you have time to squeeze in and work out. I have a gym membership. I just don't have a lot of time to get to it. However, there is definitely time, right? I've been looking at some like PT kind of calisthenics workouts, which you need no equipment for. There is a part of me that, like, if you gave me like $1 million, right? Maybe more than $1 million. $1 million isn't as much as it used to be. If I had unlimited money, right? $500 million, $1 billion, something like that, right? So let's say I don't have to work anymore. There is a part of me that would want to go like train like bodybuilder style and get jacked like a motherfucker. I think it's an ingrained part of like men, especially born in the 80s, like they're like, men don't have body issues like women, because women are shown hot models all the time. I'm sorry. I wanted to be fucking He-Man. I wanted to be jacked like, not the haircut. I just wanted to be jacked like that. And I think every little boy in the 80s did. So, with unlimited money and stuff, yeah, I would make training like a full-time job. Even as simple as like sit-ups, push-ups, air squats, and go run for a mile. Or walk, right? So walk, run, do that 30, like, you know, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day. I'm sure you're spending time watching TV for an hour a day. And you know what? I have started just at home in the afternoon, just, I'm there anyway. I do the sit-ups, push-ups, air squats while the TV is going, so do it right there in my living room of my tiny house. So you, sir, have no excuses whatsoever. I'm in a tiny house. I work a full-time job, and I do a podcast, and I write a book, and I have a family. You too can do sit-ups, push-ups, air squats, and you, all your hair will fall out, and you can kill anyone with one punch. Anyway, let's move on to some other, like, what could be your blind spots. Can confirm we are still recording. Being handy, right? I was about to say, how far do we want to break this down? Do we break down mechanically? Do we break down to the trades? We'll just go with handy, right? If you are, like, you may be really good at a lot of the preps and stuff, but I know people that have no mechanical, I'm talking like car or whatnot, or we'll lump all of the trades into like the trades, right? They may be good with some stuff, but they don't have any knowledge of, like, you should have a basic knowledge of cars. If I asked you, if I put a gun to your head and said, change a fucking spark plug, you should be like, yeah, all right, calm down, buddy. I got this. That should be like that changing a spark plug, the concept of how to change your oil should, I mean, if I'm like, walk me through changing your own oil is a pain in the ass, and it is cheaper to go have someone do it in basically every situation. Knowing how to do it, though, is a different thing. Like, if I ask my wife, walk me through the process of how you change oil, she'd be like, I have no idea. Tires! Oh, my God. Yeah, my daughter will learn this stuff. And my wife might have... She has a mild interest in knowing these things because she never learned them. Being able to change a tire is the bare minimum. I have heard of men that cannot change a tire. If you told me you don't know how to mount and balance a tire, yeah, okay, that's for a shop. You don't have the tools to do that. I have done that, like, once or twice. But yeah, the machine does all the work anyway. Like, you just kind of put it on there and hit the buttons. It does the work. It's not skill. You just have to have the machine. And the machine is like $1 billion, and you don't have it, so it doesn't matter. But changing a tire, that you can do and learn. The oil, you should know the process, right? Like, if I'm like, you have to change your own oil. The apocalypse happens. Somehow you still have fuel and resources. You need to change your oil. You should know how to do it. Changing a tire, though. Men, if you have to change a tire and you're at home and your family is there, bring them out. Gen Z should learn how to change a tire. Your wife should know the process at least. Let them know. I thought of another one while I was talking about this, right? Get in your preps, in your vehicles. Have an air compressor in your vehicles. That is one of the, if you go through the, and maybe I'll do an episode about this. If you go through, like, preps that I have, that I've used more often than other preps, an air compressor in the car is up there, right? I have used air compressors so many times. I would probably number one, right? I've used it more than any other prep I've ever done. If you pair that with a tire plug kit, a cheap-ass tire plug kit. Maybe not the cheapest, right? I got one for Dollar Tree one time because it was a dollar, and why not? And parts of it fell apart. So it was a one-time use item. Not the best, right? But it did patch the tire that I was working on. Oh, it patched the tire and took a chunk out of my skin, like a giant gouge out of one of my fingers. It was annoying. Oh, I have some stummy. Anyway, I'm not telling you to be a mechanic, but you should have a couple of those concepts and abilities and items under your belt, right? Having a can of Fix-A-Flat oftentimes is a nuisance than it is. I've had Fix-A-Flat not be helpful more times, like a cheap tire patch kit and an air compressor in your car will help you so much. On to the trades, right? So there are a few things that you should generally like have a concept of. For me, if you know how to change, and this is my own personal experience and thoughts, take it how you want, right? Knowing how to change an electrical outlet is a good skill to have. Maybe you want to call an electrician for that, but if it's a weekend or something like that, and you can't get your hands on one, and it's an emergency, I'm sorry. I've changed outlets a few times for random reasons. I've installed a lot of outlets. Knowing how to do it, even if you then later decide to call an electrician and be like, look, it was Christmas weekend, a heater got crazy, my outlet got overheated, I changed it for safety, it's been working fine for a couple of days, it's no longer Christmas, you want to come take a look at it and I'll pay you a fee, like find a local electrician to just kind of pop in and inspect it and make sure you did a good job. I'm not going to fault you, but knowing how to do it to take care of it in that moment and having outlets on hand is a good thing. I had to do that not too long ago, and it worked fine. I did that a long time ago. I had an outlet. I had a shitty old heater, and it tried to melt the outlet, and I replaced it, and it has worked fine ever again. I don't plug heaters in there anymore. So those are a couple of the things that you can find in your prepping holes, right? It could be anything. You may be a not firearms person. That is a hole. You need to find out. You need to work on yourself and take care of that. If you have moral issues or something, like, I'm sorry. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. If you are not an insane murderer, then it's fine for you to own firearms. So that's something you need to work on. Take an audit of your totality of your prepping skills. Find out any holes you have and make plans to work on them. So with that, let's get into the housekeeping of the episode and wrap this up. Let me know, contact me somehow, what you think about the audio. Is it the same? Is it better? Is it worse? Let me know. Maybe taking 20 grams of creatine is not the best thing in the morning. I have some stomach issues going on. Anyway, I'm experimenting with a lot of supplements. I might do an episode soon on supplements. If you enjoyed this episode, consider joining the Survival Punk Army, which you can do for as low as $5 a month or as much as $50 per year. What your benefits are, you get exclusive discount to vendors, you get ebooks, and you get the episodes in convenient download zip files. There will be some better internet benefit thingies coming forward soon, i.e. like special member chats or something, if you're interested in that. Next, consider joining on Patreon, which you can do for as low as $1 a month or as much as $5 per month. And your benefits is you get the episode earlier than the normal listeners. Next, if you go to survivalpunk.com, you click on any of the episodes, there will be an Amazon item of the day in the link section. If you click said Amazon item of the day, you will help support the show. If you click that link and you buy that item, or you click that link and you buy anything that you want, it doesn't charge you more, but it does give me a small advertising fee, and that helps support the show. Next, do consider sharing the show wherever you're hanging out at, or in person, right? You're at the gun store, you know, you're shooting the shit with your buddies, you're talking guns, and you're like, you know what? I've been listening to JamesDestroyerPunk.com, his podcast, which you can find on iTunes and other places. You might want to consider listening to him, or on the Fountain app, where you can help support with and that means a lot to me. And with that, this has been James from StrawPunk.com. DIY to survive, you guys.